Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We'll take a peek at some of the news and notes coming out of Richmond. Day one, Redskins training camp in a moment. Charlie and Dave pregame at 11:30. Nats today at noon. That's why we're at Nationals Park. Today's starting lineup is driven by Lindsey Cadillac in Alexandria. For DC's other all-star lineup, visit Lindsey Cadillac and check out the all-new CT6, setting a new standard in luxury sedans. Lindsey Cadillac, where luxury started. You will love it at Lindsey. Your Nats lineup, Brian Goodwin, the center fielder, will be in his traditional leadoff spot. Shortstop Wilmer Defoe bats second. Big hit late last night. Bryce Harper, the right fielder, will hit third. Ryan Zimmerman, the first baseman, traditionally and always in cleanup. That doesn't change. Daniel Murphy bats five. He is your second baseman. Anthony Rendon stays in the six hole where he is the third baseman. Adam Lind out in left. You're trading some defense for offense with his tremendous bat. One of five players who hits 300 on this team. The left fielder bats seventh. Catcher Jose Lobaton, a rare start for the switch hitter. And the pitcher today is Max Scherzer. It's a Scherzday at Nats Park. He bats ninth for the Brewers. Eric Sogard, the former A. Eric Thames, who came over from playing internationally and have a big season. Domingo Santana, third. Travis Shaw having a monster all-star caliber year cleanup. Hernan Perez, the left fielder, hits fifth. Jonathan Villar, the shortstop, the second baseman and a switch hitter, hits sixth. And Lewis Brinson, one of the top prospects in baseball, homered for the first time in his career last night. Bats seventh, plays center. Then Jeff Bandy and Michael Blazek. 8th and 9th for the Brewers. Those are your starting lineups.
Let's go drive around the league stuff. Brought to you by your local Honda dealer. Get a great feeling when you step into your new Honda at your local Honda dealer. Don't settle for less than a Honda. Two teams I want to tell you about. But they're both going streaking to the quad, into the gymnasium. It's cool. Bring your green hat. Chicago Cubs, Kansas City Royals. They are both rolling. Cubs have exercised some demons, and they have rocketed up to first place in the Central. Past these Brewers that the Nationals are seeing for the rubber match of the series today. Both teams 8-2 in their last 10 games. Kansas City feels like cannot lose. They have gotten themselves into a wild card spot. Remember, that was one of the teams that the Nats were presumably going to be able to target their closer because they were out of it. Well, they ain't out of it now. They are the second wild card team right behind the Yankees. That is your drive around the league.
Some notes from training camp via Mike Jones of the Washington Post. D'Angelo Hall is out on the practice field watching this morning's walkthrough. No sign of Jordan Reed, though,
no.
Who's his fellow pup list member, at least as of this moment, has not yet come out to the practice field to watch the proceedings. Perhaps he is behind the scenes getting some work. I should also point out, speaking of the Washington Post really quickly, they did an awesome thing recently that if you haven't seen this, you should. And I give Master Tisfatsino, who is involved, I believe, credit, as well as their digital team. They had camera crews following around Trent Williams and the rest of the offensive linemen for his Hogs 2.0 camp that he worked for the team.
I thought I was the only one that saw that. That was tremendous.
One of our listeners sent it to me. And we, by the way, send us stuff, guys, because it's really neat, because I wouldn't have seen it otherwise.
Yeah, it's great.
To see something like that. But someone sent it to me, hadn't checked it out. It was really cool, but it's Trent leading all the O-linemen in this camp. They're wearing their Hogs 2.0 gear. His normal trainers who just, I mean, whip him all season long into shape.
He has some crazy trainers. So, like, I'm used to, like, I go to the weight room and I lift some weights. I ride the elliptical. They're, like, on a hill doing these, like, backward spider crawls and, like, moving like a crab. And like
he's talking trash to him as they're on a track.
It is great.
So watch the video. I mean, it's pretty cool. But Trent Williams paying homage.
Yeah, you watch these human giants just walking around or doing crazy stuff. It's amazing.
A couple of other things. As we look at the practice field, Junior Gallette is at today's walkthrough, so it is the first time he has been in uniform on the field for the Redskins since they signed him two off-seasons ago. Remember, he has suffered two season-ending injuries the weeks leading up to training camp over the last 2 years, but today he was kept in a bubble. He has made it to the practice field, so Junior Gallette will be participating this afternoon.
Furthest he's made it.
Padded practice with the Redskins for the first time. They're going back to the well on the afternoon practice being their more vigorous kind of padded up practice, which is hotter out. So that's tougher on the players. But I kind of like that. You know, used to be you'd have two-a-days every single day. You don't have that anymore. Jay Gruden working the guys hard in the afternoon sun.
You got to get something in. At some point, you got to hit somebody. So it's going to happen, you know, one point or another. I know you risk injury, but the guys got to get in shape. And part of that's not physical. It's the taking hits and recovering from those things.
Thanks to the Nats for making sure Bryce Harper was on the show today. That was really fun for us here on Grant and Danny. If you missed that interview, you can go to grantanddanny.com/audio. If you missed our conversation on Jordan Reed's toe or anything else that happened on the show today, including the audio from our back and forth with Dusty Baker yesterday on the lineup, it's all available for you on thefandc.com. The great Charlie Slows and the wonderful Dave Jagler are next. 11:30 start time for the pregame. Noon, first pitch on 106.7 The Fan. Nats Matinee Baseball is next.
Go Nats!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.